Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That didn't sound good. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing?
Better than you, I feel like, Kevin.
I guess so.
Dude, what is happening here? This is week three. We're going to have to...
Took any time off to
You're going to have to do something.
I'm still here.
You have
here.
Saturday and Sunday. What
I'm
are you doing on Saturday and Sunday?
Here. Well,
somebody
Sunday,
bring up some injections.
Sunday, I was swinging for a cause.
Last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. I did nothing.
Kevin, I want the best for you. Go home. Go home right now.
I'm okay.
I'll go with you.
Oh.
Alec can do it.
What?
He's got this.
I don't think that
877-881-1053. Here's what Kevin needs. Kevin needs you to yell at him. He needs inspiration. He needs you to tell him that he can't do this.
That's
today,
true.
That he can't have the voice of a god like he usually does.
I'm going to get there.
Text in 877-881. You can Twitch. I'll show him. He doesn't see it, but I'll show him right here.
I think I'm going to have to cancel the Jesus podcast again?
I don't know how many times you canceled on Jesus.
Just once. On the podcast.
Oh, wow.
I've probably disappointed Jesus way more times than that.
way
more times.
For the Twitch, though, I don't hate y'all. I don't. I really love y'all a lot. I just like to give y'all a hard time whenever y'all give Carter a hard time.
I like Carter, too.
He's a good teammate for us. If everybody else hates him, that's a different deal. But I can't fight all the battles. Kevin from the 469, do better, Kevin. From the 817, go home, Kevin. From the 858, Kevin, are you sad? This is the second day in a row you haven't introduced Corey as, oh man, Corey Majors, go home.
Yeah, I just don't think I've got it yet.
All right, when you have it, though.
Maybe at like noon.
At noon, you got to get a ramp up. You got to get things warmed up and going. From 214, what? No, oh man, to begin the show today.
Oh,
so
man.
People expect things, Kevin.
Okay.
Babe Loffenberg's texted me right now. I presume that's, he's like, oh.
Ask him if he can head up to the studio.
Oh, actually, this is about Italy. So.
Okay, now here we go.
No, don't do it. I don't want you to screw up your voice.
Why can we? Oh, man, Corey. Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Guys, did y'all hear that?
That was a bad idea.
So, Kevin, what can we do for you? What doctor or clinic do we need to, do I have a guy, all right?
Yeah.
He has some things, all right? You're going to have to take a couple of different routes to get to him.
Sure.
To make sure nobody's following you.
Hey,
so there's going to be some surveillance detail you got to work here.
At some point, I may or may not have already been given a little thing of medicine that didn't have a name on it. All right.
it just came in a nondescript red bottle.
Don't worry about that. Then the doctor said bronchitis. I got some drugs for it, but you know we're going to do the best we can.
Kevin, the Cowboys are on the hottest streak of the season.
Right.
And since they started that streak, you've been like this.
Maybe that's the key.
So we have to keep you in this state now, is what we're saying.
You know what?
If
they win a Super Bowl, I think I probably would.
Would you suffer? Would suffer through this?
I think I would.
If the Cowboys could win a Super Bowl?
I think I would.
You think they have a shot at it?
Yes.
What did you just say?
I said yes.
You think the Cowboys have a shot at winning the Super Bowl?
Sure. They're playing great right now.
Are you giving this are you saying like a sliver of hope? Because usually when I say a sliver of hope, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, there's one, maybe 0.47%.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, there is a chance. Are you feeling like there's more of a chance here?
Yeah, it could be like 1%.
Dude, look at Optimus Kevin right now. Look at Optimus Kevin right now. This is awesome, dude. I'm excited for you right now.
Okay.
From the 817, Kevin, tell your doctor you need codeine. Some codeine will help you out. I can't read that one. But other than that, I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for asking.
I promise you guys, I have, I see a lot of suggestions come in. I have been on, nothing but maintenance the last, 3 weeks. And so I promise I appreciate all of your suggestions.
I just want to tell you, when Kevin walks in and sits down and doesn't say a word to me and just takes a cough drop and doesn't talk to me, I know not to talk to him. So it's not like I have a I love talking to Kevin.
No, I did not get my tonsils tickled by Andy Reid. I just saw somebody's, you're going to take this running play and like it. I said running play, Alec. Uh-huh. That's
true.
That's sports
a fact.
Thing.
Uh-huh. Yep, those are sports cliches. I love when Kevin comes in, I talk, and he listens, and then he'll talk back.
Right.
I knew better today. You had a look on your face, and it just, I'm very sad for you,
man. And I don't know what happened. I felt good when I went to sleep, and now I'm fine.
Okay.
Now what? Jesus loves me. Thank you very much. I just hope my church and the Jesus podcast love me as much when I'm like, hey, I don't think I'm going to make it today. All right.
Do it for Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't do it, who will?
I mean, there's lots of Christian people in the world. Hopefully one of them can help me out.
You know what? Isn't that part of that, you know?
That's right.
Helping others.
I think it'll be okay because all those commercials I saw, Jesus, he gets us.
He does get us. Do unto others.
Do you think it's weird that there's Jesus commercials?
I don't know if Jesus would have ever thought about it, you know? He's like, one of these days.
I don't know if he would support that.
God would have. God would have been like, I'll get these commercials up.
Okay.
Because he could have seen it already, you know, his plan.
God did send some pretty definitive big time messages. He was like, advertise this. Yeah. No,
a burning bush. That's going to catch people's attention.
Right.
Did advertising work? It just did.
Yes. From the 972, Kevin is sad because Survivor Series was such a huge dud. I actually do have lots of fiery thoughts about Survivor
Series. What happened in Survivor Series, guys?
They continue to have War Games matches that are 16 hours long. And I'm like, you can wrap this up sooner. And you don't have to bring the entire junkyard into the cage every single time.
Okay.
Then, yes, I've tried honey as well. I promise. I took Mickey's suggestion as well.
Hot liquids.
That's right. Oh. And honey, cough drops. I've taken Kyle Yeoman's suggestions. I have gotten drugs from the doctor. I'm doing the best I can.
From the 972, isn't Coach Balsack married to a doctor? I bet she can put in a good word for you.
She might be traumatized.
That's your baby's doctor.
From butt strep.
Yeah, butt strep's a difficult thing. You know what? We're going to get some tea made for you, though. All right? Because tea during the show is
it
soothes at the time.
I've done some of that throat coat. It is the tea, you jerks. It is the grossest thing in the world, but it is helpful.
You got to do what you got to do.
So,
you know?
Yeah, if you're up on the 16th floor and can make that happen, that would be great. It really would be great. From the 469, you always offer to help people, Kevin. Now take care of yourself. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I really,
he's really,
really
doing this for me, man.
Have been
else.
Trying. That actually is fair.
Mm-hmm.
If this is another
tomorrow
week,
and Friday, the only real I could have probably been like, you know what? But this is a tough week for
if
me.
If this is another week, I probably would have bailed already.
Yeah.
So that is a fair point. So I hope everyone, one, the blue hell is butt strep. It's exactly like regular strep, except it's in your butt.
You know what?
And that's when Noah had.
We can replay the segment where we discussed it. We can just go back and do that. I've heard shows do that before. It's not very successful, but I've heard them do it.
Oh, my gosh. I think that actually is at somebody different than I think.
Okay.
From the 682, Kevin has watched so much of the Bart Simpson show that his voice is morphing into Marge. A lot of people would think that's manlier than my regular voice.
It sounds a little more like the sisters, her twin sisters that she has.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Patty and Selma.
Yeah, Patty and Selma. You sound a little more like you've been smoking some about 3 or 4 packs a day.
From the 469, what time is CA going to show up today?
Dude, that's the great thing, too, is you never know.
This is better than that day. That day, I couldn't talk at all.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, here we go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not reading some of these other ones, even though they're very clever. I appreciate how clever you all are, but some of these are not necessarily FCC compliant. Fair to
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that.
You know, this first segment was going to be.
You asked.
That is true. Did I anticipate 10 minutes of this?
You said a long time ago, just be honest with the audience.
That's true.
You said never lie to them. And I said, I was taking it serious.
That is true. So in case you, in case you, it's pronounced penicillin. Uh-huh. All right. I see what you're doing. And butt strep is really only contagious among kids. So that's why we didn't have them at school. All right. This segment was going to be, who do you fear on the Lions? And where do the Cowboys hold an advantage? Do you want to pivot to something else? Do you want me to do like a mini baseball nuggets instead?
Yeah, baseball nuggets. Right. We'll swing the who do you fear around at like 10:40 or something.
Okay, all right. So let's fire up. I know we're not prepared for this, Alec, but we're shifting some things around. Let's go ahead and fire up some baseball nuggets. Good job.
Twilo Vader said, look, Carter already moved Kevin to the screen closest to the door. He knows he's leaving. Thanks, Twitch.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. All right. The ugliest contracts in Major League Baseball. Do you think Jock Peterson belongs on this list? So essentially, it's the ugliest contracts with years still remaining. So this is not like an all-time thing or anything like that. This is in current baseball right now for players who still got money on their deals.
Yeah, Jock Peterson should absolutely be on this list. For the production that you got out of him, it wasn't enough.
Yep.
The money that he was being paid, the piece of the pie. It was a large chunk of the pie.
It was.
And it almost,
for a team that's looking to cut.
Yeah, it practically handcuffed the team last year in making moves that they wanted to make to add at the deadline.
Right.
And now it's handcuffed the team this year at being able to, you know, have the flexibility to do some other things. Now, that's on the GM. He understands that. He owns that. So it's not just on Jock.
So Jock Peterson is number 5 on the list.
Makes sense.
Another, kind of Rangers relation. Number 9 is Yu Darvish.
Okay.
He still has 3 years, $48 million left, or $46 million left on his deal, and it kind of feels like maybe he is done. But for Jock Peterson, only 1 year left on his deal. That is matched up with only one other player for the least amount of time left on his list. Top 4, Anthony Santander with the Toronto Blue Jays. He's under contract through 2030.
2030? See, that's one of the things. I'm not quite sure. Is it because baseball players have longer careers? Is that a reality?
I think it's just because the market dictated that all these teams were willing to go this many years, and if you didn't, like with Cliff Lee, if you weren't willing to go that 7th year, somebody would.
I also wonder, though, why do GMs, owners look at it and go, we need to have that guy this long so that we can build a team around them because it takes so long to build a team? Or we just don't want to do what the Marlins did years ago and build a 1-year team and move off of it. We want to try and build dynasties around here.
See, so I really don't think
the length of contracts is just weird to me.
I totally get your question. I don't think it was that. I just think in like the arms race to get the best players, you fell into the trap of, well, I'm willing to go more years and more money. And then that just became like accepted. Like the one,
Steinbrenner screwed everybody, essentially.
I mean, among others.
And the Dodgers.
But like, it's like the Juan Soto contract. The Mets really effed over all of baseball because they were like, well, we have to match the Shohei contract. No, you don't. Shohei got that contract because he does both. Juan Soto barely plays the field.
Well, and for the Rangers, they had to overpay A-Rod to get an A-Rod.
Correct.
Like you, these small, not, the Rangers aren't a small market team, but a team that wants to compete with the Yankees and the likes.
Correct.
They have to figure out, well, how do we do it? We have to overpay. We have to do too many other things. Makes sense.
Number three on the list, and this one hurts too, Mike Trout. For Mike Trout, and the Angels excel at giving out terrible contracts, he still has 5 years, $185 million left on his deal.
Wow.
And he was...
He's a shell of himself?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And he was fine last year. He was maybe even good at times last year, but not that kind of money. Second on the list, Anthony Rendon. Once again, the Angels. This is an all-time terrible contract. But number one on the list, Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant does nothing anymore. He's still under contract, 3 years, $81 million.
There was a time, I'm glad that other people were smarter than me on this one, because I was very like, let's go get that guy.
Yeah.
Here's the fascinating thing about him. Electric first year, like electric rookie season. And because of the way the Cubs handled business, I think he lost the love for the game.
Yeah.
And he's finished his career out, got a nice contract to go with it for himself.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But I just think he just lost any love because MLB was saying, we're going to play with guys' lives.
Yeah, it's amazing that that's the way it went with all of this. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, we puck around and find out Stars, Rangers, and a Stars report card a third of the way through the season. Next on the Fan.
Back behind the net, Lafreniere, and then out to Panarin. Panarin, quick shot, deflected, saved by DeSmith. Cooley scores! Will Cooley ties the game at two!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk some Stars. Let's talk some Rangers. I actually thought Casey DeSmith did a really good job yesterday. And then talk about we're about a third of the way through this regular season for the Stars, which that feels kind of crazy, right?
Are you kidding me?
I'm
a third of the way through already? What is happening right now?
I'm not kidding you. Oh my gosh.
Got you down.
Chris Harrell really is here.
Someone said that you might need some help.
He's like a genie. You just rub the bottle and Chris Harrell pops up.
I'm not here to fill in for you, but I brought some Vicks Vapor Cool. I don't know if you've ever tried these.
I have not. Is it just like a cough drop?
Yes, but it's more powerful and it'll clear your throat up.
You know we have lots of other mic stations, right? You don't have to.
No, this is here's the thing though, Kevin. You've often said that every Hall of Fame, they just put
yes,
Chris Arnold in
correct.
Because he belongs. And so you should take the advice of a Hall of Famer. I'm
going to try one of these right now. I'm going to try one of these right now. All right. There we go. There we go. All right. So this is Vicks VapoRub, but I'm eating it.
Vapor Cool.
Oh, Vapor Cool. Because usually you put it in like a
right, chest.
Or
yes,
right?
I do use that stuff
vapor
all the time.
It also comes in a spray.
Man, it tastes like Vicks VapoRub. I'll tell you that. You can feel that smell coming through. But yeah, whatever it takes. We've got tea here. We're going to be in Choctaw tomorrow. So
you're saying that you can feel Chris's work working on you right now. Working in your chest.
It feels like I'm eating out of that little tube or that tub of Vicks VapoRub.
You've tried that before.
I know, but you could smell. Do you ever smell something and you're like, I know what this tastes like?
Your voice just did it, though. It went to a couple places it couldn't go to earlier.
Well,
look at that.
Then I might need more of these. All right.
Got you down.
Yes,
thank you,
man,
CA.
The CA is here to make sure I continue my career. That is essentially, which... It makes sense because all we've done in our career here at The Fan is followed Chris Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Yeah,
Chris Arnold
said
does
that
Sunday,
for years.
Then so do we. Does Saturday, then so do we. He was on with the G-Bag Nation at night, then we took that spot. G-Bag Nation in the afternoon, then we did, or in the middays, then we took that spot. So wherever, like in the future, when we're the MCs at the Mavericks game.
It's gonna be so awesome.
Yeah, just we kind of.
And he'll stop in every once in a while and be like, I knew I trained you guys right.
Exactly, exactly.
From the 214, the Hall of Fame just tickled his tonsils. Oh, that is pretty special right there.
That is awful.
That is cool.
But as long as it works, that's all that really matters. All right. For the Stars. So they lost yesterday, but they did at least pick up another point. And that has been one of the Stars' MOs. They have points in 19 of their last 21 games.
Yeah, that's pretty big. That's pretty significant for this group right now.
And so I'm going to give you a good idea of what that actually looks like. All right.
Can I ask you a question
for
about
sure.
this real quick?
For
because
sure.
I've watched and observed enough hockey, but I'm hoping that somebody can kind of lay down the plan of how this is beneficial.
Yeah.
You want wins.
For sure.
You don't want to stack, and I'm using stack right now because all I hear is the Cowboys saying stack, stack,
right,
stack.
Right.
You want to stack as many wins as possible. You like points. Points
sure.
are good.
For sure.
And you should walk away going good on points. But you can still walk away after getting points and go and be critical of yourself.
100%. Now, luckily for the Stars, I think they've been kind of on the other side of that where they're usually happy to get the point because they've like been able to draw even later in the game. Whereas in years past, how many times do you feel like you saw the Stars get a point in a game where you're like, how the hell didn't you get 2 points? Yeah. Like, in regulation.
Yeah, yeah, no. And then sometimes they've also gotten points where you've just been like, I have no clue how they even did that.
By the way, conversation for another day, because I was reading this on The Athletic, and I was like, ooh, that is intriguing. What would you think about the NHL switching to a 3-2-1 system? Where right now you get 2 points if you win, no matter what. Under this system, 3 points for regulation win. And then 2 points for the shootout or overtime win. Because
what's the one?
If you shootout or overtime loss. So that part would stay the same. But essentially they'd be incentivizing more regular season wins because you're seeing so many like tight margins and so many games go to overtime. And the kind of the thinking is like, well, if you're able to win in regulation, that feels like that should probably be rewarded.
I like that. I'm trying. I don't know the holes. For that. And I'm sure that, you know, all the guys that run hockey have already sat back and gone, no, here's why. It's gonna set apart a precedent, a number that we can't attain or something like that. So I like it, though, because it separates. Yeah. It definitely separates the wins and losses in my mind.
Yeah, and I have to do like a more in-depth breakdown of what it would do to the points. We'll pick that up another time. But for the Stars, 19 points in 19 of the last 21 games. During that run, they've gone 14-2-5.
Okay.
That's 33 points out of a possible 42. That would put them on pace for the year for 129 points.
Is that good?
Which, that is bananas. So that just shows you, like, how well they've been playing. Last night, not their best effort. I think you really saw that game. They were getting worked. The Rangers were on the attack far more frequently. They put the puck on net far more frequently. And that's why I wanted to say shout out to Casey DeSmith, because he saw an onslaught of shots throughout the game.
Yeah, he made some saves last night that were pretty special.
Yep.
And that's, we discussed this the other day. Having a backup that can do what he does is so important to you. It's one of the reasons the Stars excel at having that good backup.
I agree.
If an Ottinger is sick and somebody has to go down, you have somebody that can come in and take his place and do that.
And I haven't done the research for this, but I would be definitely willing to say that Casey DeSmith has been the best backup goalie in all of NHL this year.
I was kind of...
Back-to-back games?
Really. You want enough wins, just don't get the President's Trophy.
That is true. I agree with that.
And look, we still have, as they like to say, there's a lot of hockey to play.
Yes. Two-thirds
of it, I've heard. The one thing I'm trying to weigh here...
Tell me.
...is you do have a lot of injuries.
And you got another one last night.
You got another one that you added to, and that's...
Like 2 minutes into the frickin' game.
I hate seeing that for Sagan. I really hate... Yeah. Especially a guy who, like, he's had an injured career. Like, he just has.
He has.
Bischel being out, that probably...
For a long time.
Yeah, probably incentivizes teams to go to give you the business.
Yeah.
Hey, look, these guys don't have that guy to protect them. That probably incentivizes some teams to say, we can be more physical than this team tonight. So I'm thinking about this. And then I started thinking, too, and I understand these guys are professional athletes. They're well-conditioned, well-trained, physically great. They're paid to do this. Some nights it's got to be tough to be like, I think I'm at my best.
Right.
And then you get out on the ice and you're not. And you're like, dadgum. And then you got to find a way to dig in. And then they got to go do it again tonight. You know,
what they need? Chris Arnold to bring them some cough drops.
That's absolutely
true. Whatever. We're going to actually call these. So last night.
I think they're vapor locks.
Yeah. That's a different thing.
Right.
Last night put the Stars above 100 games missed to injury time already. Because you mentioned it. Sagan went out. Bischel's probably out 6 to 8 weeks. Ben has missed time. Duchesne, Harley, Hintz, Lundqvist, Lyubushkin. Like, you have had so many players. And so in the first 2 minutes, when you see Sagan go down and he needs help to get off the ice, you're like, here we go again. Gullitson didn't have an update last night. He said he's going to be reevaluated tomorrow, and they're hoping for the best. Now, you can twist that however you want. Because, like, right now, hoping for the best sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because the Stars have had a lot of injuries. Maybe he meant hoping for the best, as in like, oh, it was an awkward angle. He was kind of shaken, but he'll...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Be fine. But I just assume with this team, it's going to be something bad.
Yeah, hoping for the best is like terrifying at, yes. at this point. For sure.
Now, when we talk about the job they did yesterday, did you see the shot count for just the third period?
It was 65, I feel like.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It was 18-4.
Yeah.
The Stars got outshot 18-4 in the third period.
That's where your coach is saying effort.
Yeah.
That's where your coach is saying, hold on, this discrepancy can't happen.
And he came out after the game and said, I do not think that this was our best effort. I'm kind of paraphrasing. What grade, though, would you give the Stars through a third of the way of the season? You're 17-5-5.
Okay. A minus.
Ooh. Okay.
With the minus being your health.
Sure.
And I know you're like, your control over that is one thing, but your effort, your work that you've done throughout this season so far, right, puts you at the top of the league. You have one team that's better than you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I give the minus for
division,
health.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. Alec, what grade would you give the Stars through a third of the season?
I like A minus as well, but I might even lean towards B plus just because I do think they have a lot of room for improvement still, which is crazy for a team that only has 5 regulation losses.
Yeah.
I do think there's room to improve just because of overall health. And you saw they started off a little bit slower than you would like to begin the season. So I think some critics would knock that a little bit too. But recently it's been A plus. I'd say overall I'd go B plus with the room to go all the way up to A plus at this rate.
Now, here's something that I think is super encouraging when you talk about their overall potential.
Encourage me.
Jake Ottinger has been very good full strength this season, right? Because we've talked about it. He's had some struggles. Most of them have come in power play situations. So take a look at the Stars' penalty kill. Last 39 opponent power plays, they've given up 3 goals.
Okay.
That will always, always, always work. I mean, and that's probably not a percentage you can keep up, but if you did, you're going to have the best penalty kill in the league.
I feel like Kevin knows where I'm about to go with this.
He's going to say, but why would you not want them to keep it up?
I do. 39 for 39 would be pretty awesome.
That is also true. Would you concede that 36 for 39 is good? And you'll be like, yes, but 39 for 39 is
I feel
better.
Like I have to make a chart just for this now.
Mm. No, I understand.
Where we know where the elite is. This is good. This
I
is good.
I understand logic.
This is above mediocre to good. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Kevin, there might be a change in the chart as of today. We'll find out during the C block.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It's not the change you're expecting.
Okay.
But we may be changing the chart just a little bit today.
See, I think I'm going to go A minus as well.
What? Look at us.
Because they had such an historically great November. So we already talked about Jason Robertson yesterday. 15 games, he had 26 points, 13 goals, 13 assists. But they also had 11 wins. That was the most for a team in the month of November in this franchise since they moved to Dallas.
Okay.
And they also scored 62 goals in November. That's the most ever since moving to Dallas. So they had the best November in the history of the franchise. And so I think I'm going to go A-, but Alex's point is well made that there's room for improvement. And I think that's so exciting because I still think A- is fair, but you could still get a lot better.
Is there when I don't know if we have enough time for this. That's great. I love that we might not have enough time in a star segment.
What can they do better?
Room for improvement.
Yes.
Does that include, I don't think that's going to include an addition this year.
No, I
think this is the group that
you
have.
Not a big ticket
I think this is the group that you're going to have to like really rely on. Health is going to be important for them to get back to healthy and be healthy at the end of the year. And Gullitson's going to have to say, well, I got the horses.
Sure.
I can't make an excuse if I have the horses on the ice, which is weird, can you imagine seeing a bunch of horses on the ice trying to skate around? That would be it's an amazing sight. Just close your eyes.
I don't need to close my eyes.
Unless
I'm
you're
thinking
driving.
About it right now.
Yeah, and some of them are Clydesdales.
Do
some
they put
them,
skates on?
That's what I can't decide. That's the thing. I feel like no, but I feel like it's even more fun if I imagine it with skates. Like four skates, that's too many anyway.
Mark that. That's right. Your skate budget would double. And so if you have the same December that you did November, you're going to go into 2026 as the best team in hockey.
Can I have 3/4 of the December?
We'll
7/8.
We'll work on that.
Which one's more?
7/8 is more.
I'll take 7/8 of November into December.
Okay.
And then let's do that the rest of the year. And then have a 100% playoff.
You know what? As long as we're going down this route from the 817, wouldn't y'all agree Turco has been absent this year? As long as we're...
No, he was on the show during Peace-a-thon.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that
he was there for us.
Point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This time, who do you fear on the Lions? And where do the Cowboys hold an advantage? Next on The Fan.
Duff on second down, over the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jahmyr Gibbs.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Probably won't surprise you to know that I think all conversations start with that gentleman right there in terms of who do you fear on the Lions and where do the Cowboys hold an advantage. Is that fair to say that Jahmyr Gibbs is number one and he might be number two and number three?
At the moment. We'll see if St. Brown's healthy enough to play.
No chance.
And that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting too. But Jahmyr Gibbs is the first one. Because I feel like they would rather run the ball than throw it. I think establish the run is something that Dan Campbell says in his sleep. Whenever he's buying his coffee, he's like, he orders, 64 ounces of black coffee and establish the run. You know, I think that's what how he feels about things. And they've frequently had the line to do it. Right now, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is doing exceptional, even with some of the missing pieces there too.
Yeah, I think that is very fair.
But it's not just Kevin. He's not the kind of guy that I think is, here's a guy. He's not one that's going to go like lower his shoulder, put it into you, and then step out of bounds for two extra yards.
Right.
He's going to make you miss, and if his shoulder is in front of you towards the end zone, he's gone.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I fear the most is breakaway. He gets big yards, big plays, huge chunks, and scores touchdowns because he has great speed. And great vision, and once he sees the hole, he's gone.
So since you brought that up, the Lions have the second most explosive plays in the NFL this season. And what's really interesting is this is defined across the board as explosive plays are the same regardless if it's run or pass. Some other people have different structures for that. But the Lions have 20-plus yard plays this season. They have 55 of them. 55. That means we're talking about what? About five per game?
Yeah.
Five plays of 20-plus yards per game. Second in the NFL behind only the Buffalo Bills. So to your point, that is backed up by not just how we feel watching it, but is backed up by the evidence as well. So Sonic and Knuckles Gibbs is Sonic, Montgomery is Knuckles.
Yeah, and quite honestly, David Montgomery can do everything that Jahmyr Gibbs can do. He can still break away for those two.
And go ahead.
But it just doesn't feel, it just feels like the one that you go, the highlights are coming from Gibbs.
Yes.
And so when you rotate running backs in situationally, by series, whatever they decide they want to do with these guys, when you rotate them like that, their legs are fresh. So you think you got a guy that you've worn down a little bit by hitting him hard. Well, the next guy comes in and he's just like, no, I'm good to go. And my homie over there just went to go rest his legs.
So they have the best duo of running backs in the league. Do you think right now, would you make the argument Jahmyr Gibbs is the best running back in the league? At this moment.
I can make that argument for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think there's some really good running backs this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I think home run hitter is usually the one that makes me go, oh, that puts fear in people. Jonathan Taylor is the complete back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Jonathan Taylor is everything. James Cook has huge games, but will go missing and be inconsistent sometimes.
Yeah.
He'll have a 250-yard game, and then he'll have a 40-yard game. And you're like, what happened? It seems like here's the list for me, Kevin. I think it's Jonathan Taylor, James Cook, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan. You could probably throw Achane in there because—
McCaffrey.
He's the everything too, isn't he? Look at his rushing yards, though. You know how many rushing yards he has?
I honestly do not.
Jonathan Taylor has 1,282.
Wow.
James Cook has 1,228. Devon Achane has 1,034.
Good for him.
Jahmyr Gibbs has 1,019, and Bijan has 995.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey has 849.
Huh.
But doesn't it feel like Christian McCaffrey with
because of his
touch,
all-purpose yards
yes,
and everything?
That's where that really comes in. It's the everything. He's 10th in rushing yards.
Wow.
Javonte Williams is 6th. But yes, Jonathan Taylor, Gibbs, Bijan, and Cook are the four that are vying for what you say. But yeah, I'm terrified of Jahmyr Gibbs.
Do you want to stick with the offense or look over at the defense?
Let's go ahead and stick with the offense a little bit more because if St. Brown's on the field, if he's the most terrifying receiver for this bunch of cornerbacks.
So.
But I have no clue what else they got.
Here's something I want you to watch for in this game, because this could be another deciding factor. Yards after contact, all right? The Lions, 6th in the NFL, yards after contact, with 640 yards. You know where the Cowboys are? 2nd, with 709. It feels like whoever can make that first tackle, or more consistently make their first tackles, is going to win this game.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple other factors, but it's going to win this game.
So you're saying as far as maybe you don't fear the Lions as much as the Cowboys' tackling ability here. Because there was a time in this season the Cowboys' tackling ability was bad.
So bad.
And it was just like, can they tackle? Do they remember how to do this? And that was part of the conversation of talent. And like if you have good tacklers out on the field, they make stops. This is one of those where I know Shoddy was talking about using your eyes a lot yesterday. You have to be the more physical team and you have to follow through on your tackles because first contact, as you just pointed out, isn't going to be the stop.
Yeah.
You have to go through the runner. You have to go through the receiver. You can't just say, all right, I put a shoulder into him.
Now, we're going to pivot real quick.
Pivot!
Because I've been waiting for this number forever.
Whole life.
We might actually have somebody on from the NFL tomorrow to talk about it.
Ooh.
Alec, do you have the viewership numbers for Thanksgiving?
So The Athletic is reporting a massive number for the Cowboys and Chiefs game on CBS. You want to take a guess before?
I'm not going to change my guess, and I haven't seen it. I said I thought it would be 46 to 48. Going in, which would easily be a record for a regular season game.
I said it would probably be 57.1 billion people, and I think that's a pretty close number.
We don't have that many people.
Okay.
But if it is $57.1 million, that would be crazy.
The Athletic is reporting that CBS sources have told them 57.2 million viewers.
Oh, I was a little off with the billion part.
Holy crap.
57.2 million.
I think, Kevin, I think Choppy threw that number out last week. He said it was going to shatter every record.
Sure.
I think he
and
did.
I agreed with
and,
that.
And you, was it, he said it was Super Bowl type numbers? Was it Jerry Jones that said 75? That's what he said.
He said
there's going to be 75 million eyes on this.
He said it would be the highest rated non-Super Bowl ever. I'm going to need to look. That feels pretty close.
That is nutso. That is nutso.
That, so that beats the previous record by what, like 15 million?
Yeah.
That's insane.
How did I get that text? Never mind. I'm sorry.
What?
Wow.
Sorry. Somehow in a text that I had, a group text with you, there was a picture of Bobby wearing a towel on his head.
Oh, yeah, because Sean texted us and said that Peyton's stuck in the elevator right now.
Oh, no. Oh, there we go. Okay. Peyton's stuck in the elevator. What does that mean? Does it mean the elevator is stuck? Like the doors, like it's stuck between floors?
I don't know.
That, like, did he experience a little jolt where it kind of falls just a little bit? And you're like, oh, no. That, dude, I'm taking the stairs today. 16 flights. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, it's 15 because we've got to come in on the second floor.
Okay, so last year.
That's a significant number, dude. That's
last
amazing.
Year, Chiefs and Bills, 57.7 million viewers. The most watched AFC game ever. And that's 500,000 more than this regular season game.
That's the AFC championship game or AFC?
Most AFC viewed game ever.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that was in the AFC championship
game. Okay, yeah. So non-Super Bowl, so non-playoff game.
Yeah.
It's a huge number. If I watched the Hard Knocks. Schottenheimer was talking about how much he loves it. He's like, man, people falling asleep on their couches. They're watching you. It's that middle of the day thing that they are watching you.
Yeah, I'm trying to double check the numbers.
And Post Malone, the potential of Taylor Swift. I think that's a big deal there. It never happened.
The highest rated regular season game of all time before this, 42.1 million. You broke the record by 15 million people.
Because of two things. Actually, a variety of things. It's the Cowboys. The Cowboys are
for sure, are
back-ish. We'll see. They're above. They're mediocre.
They were both. Yeah.
And it's the Chiefs who've been in the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys had just beat the Super Bowl champion, which essentially means the Cowboys now deserve two Super Bowls.
This is a great point.
Thank you.
Technically, there were 114 million eyes on the game, give or take some pirates.
So
that's a good point.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, our Dallas Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnola, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan.
Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.